This goes to Dr. David Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Gloria Damon, D-A-Y-M-O-N, date of birth February 4th of 1977. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Damon with hypertension and a live donor renal transplant from her husband in 2010. She's been doing well. She did get ill with COVID-19 illness and actually required hospitalization in January of this year. She needed four different antibiotics. She was hospitalized for a full week and also required remdesivir treatment. She did recover fully, and she's feeling much better at this time. The cough is gone. No chest pain, no blood clots as a result of having COVID infection. And she had been vaccinated with two of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations. However, she's fully immunosuppressed following her transplant. So it's possible the vaccinations weren't especially effective for her. She's currently feeling much better, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 8 months, but weight is stabilizing at this point. No headaches or dizziness, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no tenderness in the kidney transplant area. Medication list is reviewed. Her Atenolol was switched to Toprol XL 100 milligram daily. Trulicity was increased from 0.75 milligram weekly to 1.5 milligram weekly. Lipitor is 40 milligram at bedtime. She's on mycophenolate, prednisone, and Prograf for immunosuppression. Norvasc is 5 milligram once daily. She's on Keppra, 500 milligram twice a day, Pepcid, 10 milligram daily, and Zyrtec is 10 milligram daily as needed for allergies. She uses Tylenol as needed for pain. Physical exam, weight 155 pounds, pulse 110, blood pressure 105 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 2nd of 2022. And her creatinine is stable at 0.69. Actually, that's one of the best levels she's had in many years. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 10.1. Albumin, 4.3. Phosphorus is 3.8. Prograf level, 6.4. Hemoglobin, 14.5, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hypertension, currently well controlled. Renal transplant from husband in 2010 with excellent renal function. Recent COVID infection, currently fully recovered. And she's on high-risk medications, three immunosuppressants, and history of right-sided hemiplegia with expressive aphasia following her CVA. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she will avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs use, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.